National Wear Red Day.
Today is National Wear Red Day.
The first Friday in February.
It's a very special day.
All wearing red today.
Quite meaningful.
Happening today, it's National Wear Red Day.
To remind everyone,
the number one killer of women, heart disease.
Heart disease.
Today is National Wear Red Day.
Heart disease.
We will remind everyone.
We wear red.
I wear red just for today.
Let's go.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
We wear red all month long, but especially on Wednesday as we work with Evan, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It ends the first week.
In digital HD. Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
You stay over there. I'll stay over here. I don't want to catch it. It's contagious. I don't want to catch it. If you think we're talking about COVID or Corona COVID or any kind of variant, no.
No, it's just Karina.
Karina's kitchen virus. How's that? We'll call it something like that. Karina virus. Oh, yeah, coronavirus, Karina virus. If you've been with us since the first day Karina was here, she's had some kitchen incidents.
Yes. Stove glass cracked and almost set off the fire alarms. Smoke doing alarms. Bake Alaska. Yeah. And yeah, so I ate leftovers the third night, hoping to get rid of the bad juju.
Which was two nights ago. And last night, what did you do? Anything happen in your kitchen? Tell me. I need to know.
No, it was very good. And I actually cooked.
Oh,
so,
well, what a coincidence, because something happened in my kitchen last night. I swear, this is like a bad...
One week in, I'm already getting blamed for stuff.
Yesterday, the microwave started working only when the door was open.
Did you curse me out?
I said a few things. But here's the deal. Like, I thought the timer was just weird on it. I'm thinking, what the heck? It's probably about 20 years old, the microwave. It's a big, bad one, and it's built into the wall there. It's really funky looking. And I pressed something, hit start, nothing. I was like, well, that's odd. So I opened the door. It started working. Last time I checked, a microwave is supposed to be working when the door's open. There's this radioactive kind of stuff going on. So I'm like, what the heck? Monkeyed around with it for a while. Now it doesn't do anything. Nothing.
Well, I don't want you to have to go through night two. So tonight's Friday. You probably should go out to eat.
Yeah, I'm thinking because you had two bad incidents and then...
I know. You were the hat trick. You finished it off for me.
Yeah, well, I didn't see anybody throwing hats. I didn't even see an octopus on the kitchen floor.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Well, did you see what happened with Jennifer Lopez and...
What now?
Hoda.
And who?
Hoda.
Oh, not J-Rod?
No.
No, he's in the past.
Yeah.
Sorry, and it's Ben Affleck now.
Yeah, Samantha Guthrie on the Today Show.
What's going
on? Let's just say they were being a little nosy. You know, everybody wants to know what's going on with Bennifer.
Really? Like when? Yesterday on the show or what?
Yeah, she tried to hide a magazine cover, basically with her recent breakup. So, and then J-Lo kind of turned the tables on her. Oh. Drama.
I think so many people can relate to, like, oh, the one that got away, or the one you always wondered about, or what if, like, how did you find each other again?
I think, you know, we can talk about that backstage if you really want to.
Oh, you want to take it outside?
I think what we learned from the last time is that love, when you are lucky enough to find it, is so sacred and special, and you have to hold a little bit of that privately. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've learned. But we're very happy, if that's what you're wondering about.
By the way,
that's a journey.
You look beautiful on People. Let me just block out this corner. You look really...
I'm trying to block out the corner. You don't want to talk about your personal stuff?
Touche! Touche!
Touche, but I don't like the way they laugh when they meow at each other.
It's a nervous laughter. It's like, I don't know what to say, so I know she just put me in my place. And
a couple of guys hanging out at the washies or the hookies or the hosies, they don't giggle before they punch you in the face. You know what I mean? You gotta come. But with women, what is that funny?
They just weren't expecting that, and I'm kind of proud of her. I mean, just because you're in the spotlight, I think they're entitled to reserve their personal life.
Isn't there any part of you that just wishes J-Lo could have just cracked her upside of the head?
Yeah, we would need video for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Viral video. I wonder if they'll postpone or cancel the Billie Eilish concert. concert.
Don't you say that. Sam is just freaking out because you just said that right now.
You can qualify to go with Sam Tyler coming up. Stay with us.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
This is 94KX. Call now.
My name is Billie Eilish.
The artist is requiring all attendees of this event to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or to have received a negative diagnostic COVID-19 test within 48 hours prior to entering the venue.
You want to go to this? You want to get happy in Happy Valley, do you?
Yeah. So does Sam Tyler.
Callers 9-4-1 qualify to ride in a limo with Sam Tyler. 1-800-326-94KX. Callers 9-4-1. This is going to be a good show.
Yep. Good luck.
Get happy, Happy Valley State College with 94KX. Nice.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, we'll check with our qualifiers coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Check it out. Blown up right now. We've got callers 1 and 4 already, right?
Yeah, caller 1 was Mike Kerstetter of Sunbury, and caller 4 was Karen Treat of Bloomsburg.
All right, we got one more.
So caller 9, who's this?
Janelle Heller.
Janelle Heller, where are you from?
Sunbury.
I take it you or somebody you would like to go with you is a big Billie Eilish fan?
My daughter.
Awesome. How old is she?
Well, she's 14 right now.
Okay. Fresh teenager. Love it. Well, we'll let you know next Wednesday if you are the final winners.
All right. Thank you.
94KX. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
We're working our way toward a flashback Friday on an icy Friday morning. Oh, you know what that music means, Karina.
Graduating?
No, Kevin's in the building. No, that's not, no. Kevin is just our resident kidding. Olympic freak. And it's not graduation. It's not pomp and circumstance.
There's so many people that, like, literally get those confused.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of Olympic coverage. They were doing a skiing event that didn't make much sense to me. It wasn't downhill. It wasn't like something from the X Games. It just didn't make sense.
It was the one, maybe they dance. They do like choreographed skiing.
It was weird. I just went
the other
room. I think
it's called snowdering or ski.
All I'm interested in is the women's hockey team, defending gold medal women. They played yesterday.
Well, you will be happy.
Okay, what happened?
They won against Finland 5-2.
Ooh, that's not an easy game either.
No.
And they're probably funneling down to play Canada for the gold medal again.
Well, Canada did well, too. They won against, I shouldn't say won. They clobbered Switzerland 12-1.
Switzerland, you think they know how to play hockey there?
Nah, they're too busy eating chocolate.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Let's get the music going again because it feels so good when we play it.
The opening ceremonies are tonight, and it's so cool. They've done a lot of practicing with this, and they do a lot of choreographed stuff, a lot of lights, and then, of course, torches lit. So.
Can we do our own thing here this morning during Flashback Friday?
We'll have to have the fire department on speed dial, but...
Grab a sofa cushion off the couch. We'll light it on fire and carry it around the building. Does that sound like fun?
I have been setting smoke alarms off lately. Probably not a good idea.
Okay.
Check it out. WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
We have to go back in time.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Flashback Friday, that means we need your requests. The Ford Fun Line's always open. 1-800-326-94KX or use Facebook Messenger.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
All right, I got one for you. Do you have one for me?
I do.
Okay. Here's this one. This is one that if you listen to it, you're like, what is going on? But if you watch it, that's why we say listen now. Look for it later. In Canada, of course, in Canada, it's so icy up there where they don't salt, they don't shovel, they just live with it. Here's a guy ice skating on a sidewalk down the hill to his neighbor's house to give him coffee. Yep. Now, would you ever do this? I don't think so, but he's good.
Morning.
At it. Oh, morning, Jerry.
Coffee for you.
Oh, thanks. What a neighbor you are.
Oh, we got the fireplace
fire going. You want to come in?
Yeah, I'll come in.
Oh, I love what you've done with the place.
I love what you've done to the place.
So not only only in Canada can you ice skate to your neighbor's house,
yeah.
but they still go camping in the backyard in this kind of weather.
It was so packed down. It looked like a roller coaster track. That was fun.
Yeah, it actually did. Look for it later. Just go to Canadian Guy Skates Into the Woods to bring coffee to neighbor. It'll come up.
I've always wanted a child, of course, but one other thing I always wanted was a monkey. So when your kid
wait,
steals...
Wait.
Yeah.
You want a monkey?
Well, I didn't until I was a loan officer, and my old boss used to bring his little, I forget what kind it was, but a little monkey in Rafiki, and he'd sit in the clothes basket on my desk and just, like, play around my desk, and it was fun.
The monkey would come to work and play on your desk.
Yes. Well, apparently a woman's pet monkey snatched her cell phone and wouldn't give it back.
Give me the phone. Give me the phone. Give me that phone.
What does that mean?
Give me the phone to mama.
That monkey's being a little naughty.
That's what I mean. He can get in little places that kids can't, so he was having fun playing keep away.
That didn't happen in Danville, did it?
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K.
Gotcha. WQKK. Right now, everybody in Danville's like, that stuff isn't funny. We just have to let that story go away. Just leave it go away.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
More requests on Flashback Friday.
Quit monkeying around.
Sorry.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay! Yeah.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yes, we go. Every day at about this time. Gosh, I hope Lynn Hall's back on Monday.
Me too.
But then there's this one part of me that thinks you and Lynn Hall working side by side could be dangerous.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Here are the celebrity birthdays. Gavin DeGraw is 45 years old.
Wow.
I don't wanna.
I can't believe that.
Great singer-songwriter. Here's one from the 90s you might forget. Natalie Imbruglia is 47.
Where's she been?
Yeah,
where's she? She dropped off the map.
She didn't even pop up on Masked Singer
yet. She's like, I'm done.
I guess. One of my favorite fighters, Oscar De La Hoya, is 49. Sharp-dressed man, too. Here's one of my favorite football players. Although he had a lot of issues in his day, he is the guy that broke Joe Theismann's leg and ended his career. Lawrence Taylor, LT, 63 today. And a rock and roller that we should play a track from on a Flashback Friday. Alice Cooper is 74 today.
He's living large.
Alice Cooper.
Isn't he on like a TV show or something right now?
Oh, he pops up just about everywhere, including progressive commercials with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Which just makes me laugh.
He's got a spicy little wife, too. She doesn't look like a day over 40.
Oh, he does, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, you do the birthdays. I'm going to Google Alice Cooper's wife. And since his name is Alice, is her name like Bob or something?
I don't really know her name. Yeah, I saw it in a TV spot one time. So
those are the celebrity birthdays. Now we go to the locals and we call them...
Birthday buddies.
All right. Happy birthday to Alicia Taylor, not the one that works here. She'll be on the air later this afternoon. This Alicia Taylor is from Sealands Grove and she's 24 years old.
Ashley Barnes from Shamokin is 34.
Happy birthday, Brenna Gable from Danville, 46 today.
Happy birthday, Elizabeth Bingaman from Freeburg. She's 72.
Kim Wagner from Mifflinburg, 58.
Marlene Johnson from Mifflinburg is 55. Happy birthday.
Pam Ritter is 45. I think I know her. Hi, Pam.
Tammy Pancher is 54.
Happy birthday to Todd Erb from Sunbury. He's 52.
We got a few on the Facebook page. Actually, four of them that came in, too.
Yeah, one more. Billy Smith from Sealands Grove is 60 years old today. Who do we have on the messenger?
Jeremy, your mom, Penny, wants to wish you a happy birthday. So Jeremy Buck is going to be 41 years old. Also, Tracy Bixler is 55 from Spring Glen. Dwayne Henninger from West Cameron is the big 5-0. And Ashley Klopp from Northumberland doesn't say age, but her birthday is tomorrow. So happy birthday.
Yeah. If you got a birthday, you can Facebook message. Karina's always on top of that. You could use the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX, or email or snail mail, whatever. We'll get them to you every day at this time.
It's birthday buddies.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
News is on the way next. Sports and AccuWeather. One more check on the Winternet school closings.
Who's that guy that just walked in?
Yeah, there? Movie Mike just came in the back door. He must have like slid all
he
the way
snuck
here.
Snuck in on us.
Yeah, well, that's good. We got Movie Mike on the way, as well as good news.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
First person that comes into work, no matter where you work, they always say this. Ready? How are the roads?
Main roads are just wet. The parking lot here is what almost wiped me out.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You mean the plow guy hasn't been here yet?
Get the salt bag.
Yeah, it's a sheet of ice. And so don't come to our parking lot, but 11:15 was okay.
So I should get my ice skates out?
You should. You can do it out here.
Yeah. That was our viral video.
That'll be our viral Facebook video. Karina pirouetting all the way to the ER.
Yeah, all the way down Blue Hill to the ER.
There you go.
I'm having a serious college flashback. I apologize. But it is Flashback Friday. A band called Sniffin' the Tears and Driver's Seat.
Interesting name.
Yeah, it was cool.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
Me.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The good news.
Everybody has a favorite high school coach, but how about one that actually fosters his players?
I suppose it was like 6 or 8 years ago.
You gotta keep coach. You gotta coach my kids.
I just said, I can't. I don't think I'll be hanging on that long at all.
I told him if there's any coach I ever want you to play for, it'd be him. I never spent 3 years at one place. He just gave me every aspect of a dad that I never had.
How about that? That's Coach Mike Dreyer. And he got in a situation where one of his best players needed fostered, and he did it. That's good news.
That is. Chicago guy getting a lot of praise. His daughter had open heart surgery and had a zipper scar that kind of made her a little self-conscious, so he did something cool to make her feel better.
People ask about her scars, whether it's her chest or her foot, and we try to make it be very, very positive. But I know that as you grow up, those are sometimes things that you can become more self-conscious about.
She's asked more questions. She just seems like she's more aware of what she's going through. And if she becomes self-conscious about it, I can be right there next to her and say, you know, to heck with it. Look at us. We both got our zippers.
Aww. That's a good dad. Daddy right there.
That's good news from a good daddy. Locally, are you ready for Ice Fest?
We've got carving both Friday and Saturday this year so that kids can come out Saturday morning and see some large sculptures being carved.
Hey, that's Lynn. She was on the show.
Yes, she was.
She was right here yesterday. She also talked to Mark Lawrence on WKOK.
I'm going to head down there today and sniff around and see what I can find.
It's local news and it's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
WQKX.
94KX.
All right, do you play video games? I'm too old for that. I mean,
back
did
in the
you?
Day, I did. I played Duck Hunter and Zelda. Yeah,
okay.
And Mario Brothers, of course.
So Zelda had its own kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
For Flashback Friday, we dug this up for you. Someone has put together Toto's Africa from the 80s, and they've done it to Zelda music. You tell me if you think it's good, okay?
I love when they do stuff like this.
Okay, because I'm not familiar with the video game.
The bottom notes, yes.
Yeah, you even like the bottom notes?
No, little things here and there, but that bottom part is what really sold is.
I'm still waiting for the boom, 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 boom. Mike, you like Toto? I mean, come on.
Toto was dope, man.
They put Zelda music from the game.
Yeah.
That was a good mix.
There's your Flashback Friday mix for the day,
You're listening
I guess.
To Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Disney Plus has a brand new Ice Age sequel, but should you let your kids within 10 feet of it? I'll tell you in just a minute. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Nightmare Alley in both the black and white and color versions. This is one of my 10 best films of last year. So
yeah.
If you have not seen Nightmare Alley yet, go see it at the Campus Theater.
What do you suggest real quick, color or black and white?
I only saw the color version, but I would love to see the black and white.
All right,
I guess you'll have to go back.
Yeah, I might go see it a second time. So for showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Now, I would call The Ice Age Adventures of Buck Wild a bottom-of-the-barrel family film, but the last few Ice Age sequels were bottom-of-the-barrel. This one is the sludge underneath the barrel. Most of the stars wisely chose not to return. There's no Ray Romano, no Dennis Leary, no Queen Latifah. Heck, even that stupid squirrel chose not to come back. The only cast member to brave this monstrosity is Simon Pegg, who reprises his role as the pirate weasel Buck Wild. This time he leads two possum brothers on a trek through the dinosaur-filled Lost World in an effort to foil a megalomaniacal dino who wants to wipe out all the mammals. None of that matters because The Ice Age Adventures of Buck Wild doesn't bother to tell a story in any kind of depth. Instead, we're treated to a series of dull chase scenes and dumb, obvious, lowbrow jokes. The comic high point is when a character sits on a tree stump and the sap makes it stick to his rear end. Not exactly Chaplin-level physical comedy. It's also worth noting that the animation here is cheap and clunky-looking. Visually, this is a big step down from the previous Ice Age movies. Should you let your kids watch the Ice Age Adventures of Buck Wild? Sure, if they've been bad and you want to punish them. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 1 scrat.
Wow.
It's terrible. You know, there were no new movies released in theaters last weekend, which is why I'm going to Disney Plus. But this thing got a lot of publicity and a lot of promotion. This movie never would have survived in theaters. It's obvious that they made it cheaply for Disney Plus. It's terrible. Nobody cared about it.
Would you say they're reaching?
I would say they're reaching.
If you want an Ice Age, just go out in the parking lot. Yeah.
That's right. We got one outside the door.
Careful out there, Mike, and have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
If you go back in time on a Flashback Friday and we dig up Santana's Grammy Award-winning Smooth with Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20, and you mix it with We Don't Talk About Bruno from Encanto, I think you're going to like it.
Hey. Yeah, I feel like salsa dancing.
Go ahead, we have a sofa over here.
Tom's dancing.
I think I'm going to break a hip. Yeah. That's just cool stuff. Just listen to the vocal part from the Disney movie.
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno.
I think that's dead on, man.
It is.
Korea, take a look out the window.
No.
Look at it. No, our employees are coming in. Listen, Chariots of Fire. Look at how they're walking. Look how they're walking.
We need a camera outside to see what's going on in slow motion.
It is. They're walking in slow motion.
Chad just took a header.
Yeah. And Plow Guy is here salting the parking lot
as we speak.
So everyone is going to be safe.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on things you'll hear at work today that are kind of unprofessional and should be re-said. Are you ready?
I am.
Does that make sense? When you say that to an employee, no. Why not try, what are your thoughts? Or, I'd like your input on this.
It makes you sound like you're stupid.
Yeah.
How about this one? Maybe we should try. Okay, well, let me know when you're sure. Like, what?
No maybes. Yeah. I'm not positive on this, or I'm not sure about this. What?
Let me know when you are. Again, it's like, don't preface it.
Exactly.
Sorry to bother you. No, you're not, or you wouldn't be.
That's exactly right. I hate that one. That's the one. Oh, and there's a whole bunch that fall under one category here. Needless to say, in my opinion, for what it's worth, and if you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Exactly.
Keep those in mind when you go to work today. Write them down if you need to.
Yeah, just sip it back. Get it off our podcast, and don't do it ever again. I know the song by Minnie Riperton, Loving You. Hey, Paul, say hi to our new girl, Karina.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm getting used to this whole ice thing again.
Oh, yeah.
Paul, Karina moved from Florida.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, well, it's not good that she's here now. She's freezing her patootie off.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Paul. Thanks for calling, buddy. See, you made a new friend.
I love it.
Let's go back into the 70s. Flashback Friday.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You always know it's Flashback Friday when you play a song that includes dootin' dootin' dee doo.
I'm going to need you to hit that octave.
Yeah.
Right now.
You kidding me? You want me to go to the hospital?
Somebody squeeze Tom so we can hit that note.
Where are they going to squeeze me? That's what I want to know. Anyway, hey, we're going to squeeze in time this morning to head into downtown Lewisburg. It's the Heart of Lewisburg Ice Festival 2022. We had Lynn on the show yesterday. We've had people on the show all week, but Lynn said something that you might not have caught, and that is the fact that they'll be carving for 2 days this year for the first time ever, including the Evangelical Community Hospital throne, which would be a large chair where you could prop your kids on there and take pictures. So look for it on the sidewalk outside the park, and look for 94KX there tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to pop down this morning, check our Facebook page later, and I'll see what cool stuff I can find.
All sponsored by Wise Markets, Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, and Evangelical Community Hospital.
We'll hope to see you there with 94KX.
WQKX.
Our parting shot today is local, and we have her on the Ford Fun Line. I don't know if you saw this on Facebook, but we'd like to introduce Becky Blue, whose dog Blue predicts weather possibly better than Phil. I don't know. Becky, you're in Selins Grove, right?
Yeah.
And you recorded yourself, a video of yourself sitting in the backyard while your dog was predicting what the weather would be.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
And she predicted
early spring again this year.
Button heads Blue. With Phil.
Blue, you peed in the wrong place in the yard, Blue. It's icy today. When did you start doing this? Because I loved it. I loved your video.
Well, I used to take her up to Punxsutawney every year for Groundhog Day.
Wow.
And then when the pandemic hit, we couldn't go up. So she has a hole in the backyard that she's always playing in and burying her toys.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, well, we'll just predict the weather from her hole in the yard.
Right.
We've been doing that for the past 3 years.
3 years for Blue?
Yeah.
And she says early spring. I hate to say it, but the groundhog is winning so far.
I know it.
Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
See ya. Okay, here's the deal. Next year, we got to get Becky and her dog Blue here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if we put her out in the cornfield, put her back by the WKOK towers, put her in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Put her over the septic tank.
We
I
can
don't
play
care.
Dueling fees between Phil and Blue.
Right.
And I have that reminder on my phone, by the way.
What's that?
Six
weeks. So we're going to see who's
it'll
right.
It'll pop up and we'll see if Blue or Phil was right.
Yeah. Becky, stand by.
Yes. And we'll see who the winner is or loser.
Local parting shot in the morning.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.